First, let's clear up a misconception. There are those who scoff at old-fashioned hometown happenings like the Jefferson County Watermelon Festival as hopelessly corny and out of step with modern life. These people need to talk to Melanie Mays.
I moved down here from New York City, so I had never seen a small-town festival like it before in my life, and I was blown away by the camaraderie and just how much fun it is, and you really want a taste of hometown, small town. That's Monticello, and that's the Watermelon Festival.
Since moving to Monticello, Mays has assumed leadership of the local Chamber of Commerce and is the artistic guiding light of the town's historic opera house productions. She says one of the most amazing aspects of the Watermelon Festival is that it's actually outlived the growing of watermelons as a major Jefferson County crop. Nowadays, she says, pecans are a far more prominent commodity. So why not change the name of the event to the Pecan Festival?
The Watermelon Festival, it's just been around forever, and everybody loves it. And every time we talk about maybe switching it up, doing something different, you know, it just meets with a lot of opposition. So for now, we're keeping it. It's the 64th annual Watermelon Festival this year. Isn't it amazing?
Although the height of the festival is a week from this Saturday, May says there's an entire week of activity starting this Friday evening. It's a first ever fun fundraiser at the Monticello Opera House.
The Opera House is having a fabulous dinner, and then afterward is going to be the opening night of the children's show presented by Monticello Acting and Dance Company. That's me. I'm the director, choreographer, music director. And it's a great show called 2014 Space Oddity.
And what festival would be worthy of the name without royalty?
14th is the pageant, so we get a new watermelon queen and teen miss and categories all the way from zero up to, I think, 24, 25, something. So that's a lot of fun.
More fun comes next week with things really heating up on Friday the 20th as downtown Monticello fills with vendors.
We go into that night after they're all set up. From 3 o'clock on, you can shop. Even noon on, you can shop. Friday night, we had the Rotary Barbecue dinner. We have seed spitting contest. We have children's show again on the 20th at 7 p.m.
The climax comes Saturday, June 21st.
And we start at 7 a.m. with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and they are having their breakfast, which is something you don't want to miss. So 8:15 is the Kiwanis 5K Melon Run. At 9 a.m., the vendors start opening up, selling. They might start a little sooner. So you've got arts and crafts and food. 10 a.m., you've got, I think it's the 7th annual Wally Bentley Car Show. It's wonderful old cars, really fun to see.
10 a.m. is also the time the parade takes place through downtown Monticello. There's also BMX bike exhibitions and far more other happenings than we have time to mention here. Check out the entire 64th annual Jefferson County Watermelon Festival schedule at jeffersonmonticellofl.com. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.